Growing up, I could never get away with anything. Being an only child until I was 15, there was no one else in the house I could ever cast the blame. Outside of our home, there was also this great cloud of witnesses that had constant access to my parents. And that was my grade school teachers. There was never a need to schedule a parent-teacher conference where I was concerned. Mom had a private audience with each teacher at least 4 times a month, whether it was needed or not. As their hairdresser, each one of those precious ladies, kindergarten through fifth grade, had a standing weekly appointment with her. And when I finally reached the sixth grade, I thought I had found a reprieve, since my teacher was now a man. But that dream was short-lived, because you see, he was married to my fourth grade teacher. But through all of this, I was also well aware of the fact that if I got into trouble at school, an even stiffer punishment awaited at home. However, this is not the appropriate time to speak about the spanking I received that afternoon when Mrs. P showed up right on time for her weekly hairdo. Riding the school bus? It was no different. When I was in the fourth grade, my father landed his first route, and of course, it was my job to set the example as the well-behaved child for everyone else. Until I reached high school, he was my daily escort. The baton was then handed off to the next driver who passed by our house. My grandfather. I was covered on every side. And looking back, I was blessed and didn't even know it. You know, as a born-again child of God, there are days I fail to remember just how blessed and covered I am by His hand. And I'm sure there are more than a few things that slipped past my parents' ever watchful eye. But my God, He sees and hears it all. Listen to Psalms 139, 2 through 6. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, and I cannot attain it. You see, God not only sees and hears all that we say and do, He also takes action on our behalf, because He loves us so much. And sometimes that action includes the blessing of discipline. I'll never forget the spanking I received from my daddy that day all those years ago. I know he loved me, yet I had broken his heart and needed to know what I had done was wrong. The punishment I received was deserved. Proverbs chapter 3, 11 and 12 says this, "Do not despise the Lord's instruction, my son, and do not loathe His discipline, for the Lord disciplines the ones He loves, just as a father disciplines the son in whom he delights." With Heart Thoughts, this is Sherry Taylor.